Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
James Rapine is going to be nice enough to join us right now, too. He's on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. James is our Indians beat reporter. James, give us the lowdown on what you heard over there today and what caught your ear as far as the Indians' future.
Well, I mean, there's a ton. There's a ton to break down and kind of listen to and take in. I will say some highlights. Corey Kluber back next year. They're going to exercise his $17.5 million option. Or the plan is to do that. And they I think Terry Francona, the word he used was, this could be a blessing in disguise because it gave Kluber, now he'll have a completely 100% healthy offseason to really work on his mechanics and everything. And instead of having to deal with, you know, pitching 200 plus innings, he didn't have to do that this year. So I think that was one takeaway. As far as other options go, Jason Kipnis, they're going to decline his option and Dan Otero's option, which I don't think either is necessarily a surprise. No. Those are the things that probably stand out, but there's a ton I'm sure you'll ask me that I'll hopefully have the answer for.
James, let's start with Jason Kipnis. What, if you had to give a percentage of thought that he could be back next year, what would that percentage be?
I actually was it might just be me basing too much into tone, but it sounds like that they're open to it. And Jason was obviously open to it when we talked to him a few weeks ago to a return, just not at $16 million per season, which I think everyone knows isn't realistic given where he's at in his career. So, yeah, I think that it's one of those things where if the Indians don't find that infielder that they're looking for, and it could be a third baseman, it could be a second baseman, because another thing that was uncovered is that Jose Ramirez said, hey, I'm willing to play second or I'm willing to play third, but I want it to be permanent. I don't want to move back and forth. So I think if I had to give you a chance, I'd say it's really 50-50 right now. Do they get that infielder that they want? If not, they're comfortable with Jose at third, so why not bring Jason Kipnis back on a one-year deal? And then the other thing is there a team out there that wants a veteran like Kip, who had some flash at times this year? Obviously, he was inconsistent, but is still capable of contributing to a good team.
Let me before we go back to what they said today, do they view Yu Chang as a starter at second, at third, or as a replacement for Francisco Lindor, or is he just a guy who's on the 40-man?
My opinion, I think he's just a guy. Now they could view him as more or hope he turns into more, and maybe he does turn into more. But there was nothing I saw that gives you the indication, no numbers in AAA or what he did in the big leagues when they promoted him, that indicates, hey, he's the future. Now, could be completely wrong on that. He's certainly a piece of the puzzle. He was mentioned when we talked to them, and obviously he could play some. Maybe in this scenario where they brought Kipnis back, maybe he splits time with Chang. Who knows? But he's certainly a part of it, but I don't think that's going to impact whether or not they go after someone or make a move and trade for someone this offseason.
All right, James, let me throw this at you. So, and I want to make sure I get this right. They expect Carlos Carrasco to be back next year in the rotation. Yes or no?
Correct. As of now, all indications are, and obviously it could change. It's a very unique situation, but that'll be one of the five starters next year.
All right, so Kluber, Carrasco come back. Clevinger's there. Bieber's there. Help me with the other guys on the back end of this. That's going to be a dogfight. Four and five, and I'm wondering if that makes them feel like they've got maybe some leverage to make some trades with some starting pitching, if that's something. I mean, look, we learned this year that it's not – you can never have enough starting pitching, but they might be in a position that they might want to deal one of these young guys to build up somewhere else.
Certainly. I think that's certainly a scenario. I think one thing that last off season and then what they did at the deadline, nothing is off the table. In any way this front office can find a way or make a move that's going to make the team better, they're going to do it. So, yeah, I agree. I think that as far as the rotation goes, they have depth. They also would say this year is the example why we need eight or nine starting pitchers in the organization, because you're right. I mean, right now it looks like they have just this whole bunch of guys, but what if two or three of them go down with injury? So it's one of those things where I could see them trading a young guy this offseason. I could also see them having a couple of those guys either in the bullpen or starting the season in AAA. And then if Corey Kluber pitches well, they deal him at the deadline, which sounds crazy, but I really don't think it's that insane, especially if he pitches as they think he's going to in 2020. So there's a lot of scenarios here. The good news is for the Indians is they have a lot of starting pitching, and most of it's young and controllable. So we'll see what they do.
I would think that of the young guys and the guys that I think of in that group, I don't put Bieber there. He's established. But Plesac, Pletko, Savali. I would think that Plesac put himself on the Major League radar. I would think Savali did the same thing. And I would think that Pletko, more than anything, put himself in a position where he could be that guy who gets traded for maybe a position player who's sitting in AAA, maybe blocked somewhere, where another team thinks we need a guy who can be in a rotation. Do you think he's the odd guy out of those three guys if they're going to do something else?
He could be. I will say they like Pletko for a variety of reasons. One that stands out and really is a testament to his mindset is they know that if he starts the season in AAA, he's not going to get down on himself. It's not going to impact how he goes out there each and every fifth day. So, yeah, that's a guy who, you're right, as far as numbers go, would you want to keep Plesac, Savali, or Pletko? If you had to give one of them up, you might give up Pletko. But he also has the attitude where he starts in Columbus, he knows he might not end there, and he'll be ready to go. So there's value in that. He certainly pitched well this year. But I'm with you. I think if you had to pick one of the three to deal in an ideal world, especially if you could get back that young infielder that you're looking for, Pletko would be one of those guys.
Hey, James, I only got about a minute left, and I got a bunch of questions I want to ask, so let's go kind of quick on this. Anything come up on Puig?
They're open to a return. They certainly enjoyed his time a couple months here in Cleveland, but they haven't got the budget and things like that to really determine if it's a realistic option.
And is there any need or any feel that they want to get Reyes back out in the field? So, you know, you could DH Santana, or what do you do with Jake Bowers too in that situation? That do they feel like they need to get him in the field, or are they just going to hunker in for the next 5 years with him at DH?
No, they do not want him to be an everyday DH. The plan for Reyes this offseason is to get in better shape, lose a little bit of weight, and they're not sure if it'll be left or right field, but they want him to be capable of being a competent outfielder. I think that's a good way to describe it. Jake Bowers, they hope he can be a part of the future. Obviously, when they traded for him, he was a guy that they held in high regard. They believe in his skill set. They also think attitude-wise and just work ethic-wise that he needs to improve this offseason. So they had a really long talk, long exit meeting with him, and they said it was productive, and they feel optimistic that could kind of give him a boost to have a productive offseason.
All right, last quick question. Just give me the headline for the way you feel about Lindor when you walked out of the room and his future.
Francisco Lindor will be here in 2020. But no extension is coming this offseason. I don't foresee an extension. I hope I'm wrong because he's fun to cover and he's fun to chat with. But we'll see if it happens. But it's not something I would put big money on. I'll tell you that.
So you would say enjoy him while he's here, right? Thank you, James.
I wouldn't say that. No, I wouldn't say that. Come on, that's a PR nightmare. That is never going away.
James, thank you. We appreciate your quick reporting and checking in with us so quick. We appreciate it. Thanks, man.
Thanks,
of course. Thanks for having me.
All right, James Rapino, Indians beat reporter. Make sure you read his stuff at 923thefan.com. And, of course, he is on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.